Thank you for calling Granada Jewelers. This is Charmaine. How may I help you?
Hi, Charmaine. My name is Troy Cordell. I'm a specialist and consultant here at RDI Diamonds in New York. Is it possible to speak with Anna?
She's not here.
She's not there. Do you
Did you mean the owner, the master jeweler?
Who is that?
That's Mauricio.
Mauricio, are they available?
No, he's not. He's out of town this week.
Oh, so you're running the whole store by yourself? That's awesome.
Well, I have somebody with me. We're not alone.
Okay. Do you also do any inventory, or you know what's going on in the store and what sales are and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We do.
So let me ask you a question. How long have you been in the jewelry industry for, or at that location?
At this location for 3.5 years.
3.5 years. So you've seen what's been going and coming, and you know how your summers are, right?
Right.
Okay, that's the busiest time of the year, is the summer. For you guys?
No, summer's not the busiest. It's more the quieter time.
You guys
people come
quiet?
In for anniversaries or, you know, birthdays or
yeah,
things
so
like that. They're not going to come in. You know, Mother's Day, yes, it's good.
Yeah.
But that's about, yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing a change in the market, so that's going to be a good thing. You know how everything changes in our world, right? So what's happening now is because of social media, kids are doing so many selfies and doing so much social media now. They're trying to mimic their celebrity stars and all this other stuff. So on graduations, they're actually asking for jewelry. Now we're seeing an increase in studs and bracelets and pendants, as well as rings are coming in for college grads and high school grads and even some of the younger kids that are teenagers. They're They want to actually go to school to start the school year having jewelry. To make them more presentable and fashionable. So with that being said, I am seeing probably about a 10 to 20% increase in sales from last year on this summer here that should be hitting the market, especially in your Florida area, since you guys got the nice weather down there. So I want to get you guys geared up for that. I already have an account and everything that's up with you, and we do things by memo. So you can order some things from us. I do recommend.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, he does not like doing memos.
Why is that? That's the best thing to do because you can have
no, because
product.
you get a percentage of it versus your own and selling it.
No. Actually, we don't do it that way here. You probably got some of the memos kind of misunderstood from other companies versus what we do. We actually have a specific selling point with us where you can actually trade in your diamonds if you don't sell them or so forth and get the same value of what you paid so you don't lose any money for them if you don't sell them. Obviously, if you sell them, you can mark up or do whatever you want to do on your percentage and you can make whatever you need. But obviously, you're not going to have everything you need in the location and store. So I'm trying to give you some inventory where you can get some eye candy in, get some specific pieces that you don't have, let those be a project for you. You sound like an amazing seller. So how about, you know, you take on, you know, one or two pieces and you do your due diligence on it and, you know, make some
good money. I tell you what, the best thing that I can do right now for you, to be perfectly honest,
mm-hmm.
is to take your name and number and then discuss this with Mauricio.
Okay.
When he comes in, okay? That would
absolutely.
Be the best option.
That would be perfect to do. And hopefully, you know, since you've been there, you see what's happening. And we had just had a great conversation on the phone, too. You can kind of put a bug in their ear and let them know to check their, you know, give me a call back. Do they still have the Granda Jewelers 1997@gmail.com email address?
Correct.
Okay. I'll send my information on over to that.
That would be even better. That would be positive, and I'll have Mauricio look for it.
Yeah. Please have them take a look and have that information done. And I would love to have a conversation with him, because if he does and he comes my way, especially with my expertise, and you see how the type of pointers I just gave you on the phone, right? And you guys weren't even prepared for that. I know you want more money in your paycheck. I mean, I know I do. So if I can get you some good pieces, like, for instance, ovals and marquise are really taking off right now. If I can get you, you know, 2-3 things to work on, say for June, you sell those, another 2-3 things or whatever, you know, after that, and, you know, we keep this ball running, you know, you're making quota, you're making your sales numbers, you're making, you know, and you're also surpassing them. So, I mean, it makes sense. You know, I'm not going to, you know, waste my time calling you if that wasn't the plan, right?
Right.
Do you have any questions for me?
So, yeah, so to do that, if you could do that, I'm sorry, I can see that Miriam is starting to get some people in, so I need to go out there and help her.
Gotcha, I understand. I'll send that on over, and hopefully you can get that filled out. I would love to have it before the weekend, so then I can give you guys a call back Monday and get some stuff over to you before you
know.
Well,
he won't be
starts.
Back until Monday, so.
Oh, he's not back until Monday? Okay. Exactly. All right, well, then I'll let him sit on it, and then I'll probably give you a call back, say, Wednesday, give him a couple days after that, because it only takes 5 minutes to fill out and send back.
That
and then
sounds
I can
perfect.
Have...
I've got to go, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.